We're starting off a new series this month that's all about family. We're calling it Generations, and it's where we bring together family members who came of age in different eras, and they talk about topics that were important then and are important now. And with everything happening in the news around policing and minority communities, we thought we'd invite three generations of African-American police officers to join us from Indianapolis. Clarence White Sr., his son Clarence White Jr. is also with us, and Rodney White is the grandson of Clarence White Sr. and the nephew of Clarence White Jr. And all three are with us now from Indianapolis at member station WFYI. Thank you all so much for speaking with us.
Well, you're welcome.
Definitely appreciate it.
Thank you for asking.
All right. Well, let me start with Senior. You started this legacy. What made you want to become a police officer?
I was sort of forced into this. I tried to join the fire department 3 times, turned down 3 times because they said I didn't pass the test. I had an uncle. He seemed to have had a real good career with the department. He come to me wanting me to join the police department. Things I resisted him for about 6 months. He said, well, take the test. I took the test. I passed it. Same questions on the fire department was on the police. I passed it with a 99. When I joined the police department, it was kind of iffy. Gentleman's agreement within the Indianapolis Police Department was we could not arrest a Caucasian. If we did have a confrontation with one, we were to call a superior officer.
I read in one article that you actually used to throw an overcoat over your uniform when you went out to work because you didn't want your kids asking questions about your job. And I take from that you really didn't want them to follow in your footsteps. Is that right?
That's correct.
How come?
I won't go into the specifics, but I just didn't want them involved in the department what I was in.
Well, they obviously didn't listen, so so that leads me to Clarence White Jr. Did you know that your dad didn't want you to follow in his footsteps? And why did you want to become a police officer?
I was not aware of that. However, when I finished at Indiana State University, I needed a job. And during that time in school was when police officers were not well liked. The 70s, the end of the hippie revolution. And so I figured I could be one of those officers that could make a difference in the street and in the field and come on the Indianapolis Police Department.
Now, of course, I'm going to go to Rodney White. You're still on the job. Why did you want to be a police officer?
It's just the satisfaction of me going out there and being able to help from one situation to another. Even if it's just as small as changing a tire or helping somebody install a car seat to helping somebody that's just a victim of a crime, it's just my passion now to just be able to get that done and to help people and to get joy out of that.
I have to ask because the polls show that there is often a large racial divide and how the public views the police. On average, white people are more likely to see the police as being a positive force. On average, you often see African-Americans say the opposite, that often African-Americans are more likely to see the police as excessively violent, as prejudiced, you know, and et cetera. And I have to ask each of you why you think that is. And I'm also wondering if you ever disagree among yourselves about the way the police conduct themselves.
This is Senior. The black men and women in the street, when they confront a white officer, it's with the sense that what they say or how they say it, they're going to jail. And the black officers, the same thing happens. We put on a uniform, and the black community says, you represent the white establishment. So we have a problem trying to win them over. And the way I treated a person was the way I would want to be treated. In other words, when I approached the white perpetrator or the black perpetrator, I whispered to him what I was going to do. I didn't force anybody, punch them, anything. But you do have that problem with most people that you come in contact with.
Clarence White Jr., I think maybe I'll ask you this because you're in the middle of the generations here. Why does this issue persist? These police shootings, particularly of unarmed black people.
I actually think that part of it is fear on the part of the officer that's in that area. And indeed, some of it may be racism. Not all, but some. I've been involved in a situation where a white officer that I felt his big issue in working in the community was his dislike of black people. It exists. It will always exist. And it's something that we have to continually work toward making better. I've been involved in a situation where an individual pulled a gun. We did not shoot him. Come to find out that it was a BB gun, but it looked very real. And there are instances when that happens, and there's questions sometime amongst us, what would you have done in that situation? I always try to tell the public, before you make judgment as to what has occurred, since you were not on the scene, let the system play out and see what happens.
Rodney, can I ask you that? Do you think this is an issue that in your lifetime can be fixed?
I think it can be fixed. If you don't grow up in a specific location and you're not used to dealing with the African-American culture and some of the mannerisms and the way that we speak and the way that we carry ourselves, and you have to actually be around it to really kind of understand. And I think it can be fixed, but it's going to take some training. It might take a while, but I definitely think it can be worked toward and possibly fixed in the future.
That was Rodney White. We also heard from Clarence White Sr., his son Clarence White Jr. They are just three of the eight members of the White family who are in law enforcement in Indianapolis. And I thank you all so much for speaking with us. I do want to thank you for your service, if I may. And Rodney White, you stay safe out there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.